particular day, that's not the only reason that they open. They give them. 2 weeks, maybe the Shema will start to follow the gate, or the Shema will come to the knees. The word calling is out of the six, or the Shema because of the danger. Any dog is not in danger of losing life, the danger of being rid of it. Very simple. This topic has been many different topics in the Shema Shabbos, some of which the Shema has already passed, some of which the Shema will still not reach. So it's impossible to discuss a wide range of topics within a particular day. Not the only reason. They give me. The rabbis prohibited the taking of medicine on Shabbos called Zeresh Shchikas Sakamon. They made a rabbinical ordinance prohibiting an individual to take medicine, the herbs in the old days on Shabbos, Sakamonim, but they were afraid that someone would come to be Shechika. Shechika means grinding. Grinding is a Torah prohibition called Kohen. One of the very long categories of work. In order to avoid this possibility, they prohibited the taking of medicine on Shabbos. All their fear. First would be sick. He'd be very, very frightened. And he would quickly run to get medicine. But in those days, medicine was not something which you got in the drugstore. Medicine, sometimes you took water and vessel and you would grind it up and you would make it. And they were afraid that a person, because of his fear for his health, might use the thing on Shabbos. It would be a Torah violation. To avoid the possibility of a Torah violation, they could put a fence around the fantasy of the Zera. Then don't take medicine on Shabbos, period. Even if the medicine was prepared before Shabbos. One very important thing. We don't have to take medicine on Shabbos, but we're afraid of the possibility of shukikas and salamonim, of grinding up the ingredients to make the medicine on Shabbos. Fine. There are many intricate details concerning the precise nature of this prohibition, but I would like to limit my conversation to you this evening to one particular critical point, which runs as follows. Nowadays, in 1998, Tov Shin Yud Ches, I would like to ask by a show of hands, is there anybody in this room who has ever ground up ingredients to create a medicine, a pill, or anything of this nature, when someone was sick? Raise your hand if the answer is yes. Wow, one more yes than I ever imagined. What was the medicine that you made? That. Very important piece of information because that's going to make sorrow for all of us. I'll tell you why. Yes, sir.
Since I deal with a healthcare facility, certain elderly patients who must take medicine pills cannot take them in solid form. And the nurses will chop them up. And think some of the applesauce are going to hash them.
That herb is not a problem at all. The principle called main toke and akar toke. Once something was crushed up and then put into a pill form, when you recrush it, it's pulverizing that previously crushed unit. That's not a problem with toke. The problem with toke exists if you take something from natural. That's what the skeleton one. So the natural herb, and ground it up for medicinal purposes. That's honest to goodness, I must say I'm very disappointed that someone raised their hand here tonight. For me, we'll find out in a moment, but honesty is the best policy. Nowadays, I was of the assumption still a minute ago that the reason for the prohibition is absolutely inapplicable. No one at all grinds up medicine anymore. I would still say that there's only one individual in a considerable crowd of people that never done it, and not only on one occasion, but it's still what we call almost a fluke. And we can say that by and large, grinding medicine is just not done nowadays. Not in the home. It's a little bit done in a laboratory, in a factory, but not in the home, and not in specific reference for a particular patient. When they're grinding out the aspirin, or whatever they're doing in the various laboratories, they're not saying, well, make one for a chayim, and make one for a chayim. They're making them out of millions. Unless they consume the come later and pick one up. Okay, that's an important point. But the question then becomes, whether the entire prohibition of taking medicine should apply at the present time. Now, what might I argue? Why should the prohibition apply? If the reason no longer applies, then the prohibition should not apply either. You might sometimes such situations in halacha. For example, there are those who maintain that the Mishnei prohibition, except the basic, against clapping and dancing on Shabbos Yom, and the reason for it being that individuals who might come to fix a clay shear, a musical instrument, but some say, those who face that found in the Rabbah, those who are in the Shabbat Arab and the Shabbos, no longer applies to the Shabbat, no longer experts in fixing musical instruments. That's why I understood what I was doing in the first place. I guess we should take a poll here in the room again. How many of you have ever played a musical instrument? Raise your hand. Those people count the vote, otherwise you don't count. And if those who have ever fixed a musical instrument, raise your hand. There we go. Not surprising. It's a very significant percentage of those who play and fix it. So I don't ever understood even the facts of that post. But in any event, assuming that post assumption that the reason no longer applies is the reason no longer applies. There are no quotes to this. The simple should not invest. And Mishnah Berurah said it's only one of the local mitzvah. Chassidim think it's always a mitzvah to dance. So therefore they're always dancing on Shabbos, clapping and dancing, and they don't make any bones about it. I should say, Mishnagdim are much more reticent. In any event, so they, for them, the whole week is the Yom Shukula Shabbos, they never dance during the week. But, in any event, there's an example. So there are some Svarim that wrote the same as there are thought based on those who said that the reason for the Easter of dance and clap no longer applies to the Easter no longer applies. They say anything about medicine. The reason no longer applies, the Easter should no longer apply. That's the question. So there is a Shulba called Torah Chesed. He writes that there are two different kinds of rabbinic ordinances. Some are absolute. Don't ask any questions. Absolute. Doubleship of minions. They got together, they counted up those who decided whether to make a majority vote, they get the next enactment. And that's it. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Finished. And in such a case, even if the reason no longer applies, the prohibition applies nonetheless. Then there are certain rabbinic ordinances which are not a doubleship of minions. There are exceptions. And the Torah specifies how it goes, well, if there's one exception, that is not a Darshan Rabbinian, and if it's not a Darshan Rabbinian, then perhaps it will no longer apply if the reason no longer applies. What's the logic behind it? If there's an exception that indicates clearly that we know what the reason for the Xavier is, and the Chazal acted upon the reason, and said if the reason no longer applies, does not apply, then the prohibition doesn't apply. Well then a few generations or centuries later, the whole reason doesn't apply to anybody, it stands to reason that the whole prohibition no longer applies. However, if the rabbis say the prohibition exists in all cases, whether the reason applies or not in that generation, and if the answer is yes, then it applies to subsequent generations or centuries, no, the reason applies at all. It's a very logical point that the same Torah specified made. And he found an exception. We found the exception. What's the exception? It says in the Gemara, the Shemara, if a person, instead of taking the medicine in a straight form on Shabbos, he diluted before Shabbos, he may take it on Shabbos. This indicates to us that they found an exception. Why is Hekera? It's clearly recognized that you make a special effort, you're not going to make a mistake, and you show that some of them on Shabbos. The fact is, one exception exists, is to our seven. Conclusion, but nowadays we no longer have a favor whatsoever. Despite that fact, there are two problems. Number one, maybe somewhere in the world is still grinding herbs. We may have found someone in this room who did at least once. Number two, we perhaps shouldn't rely upon the logic for a whole variety of reasons I think I mentioned. Our bottom line, the post would say we should not use this as a dispensation to take measures in all circumstances. But when a dispute, which we'll see soon, concerning a lot of matters which predate the modern era, disputes existed even in the time that people were grinding herbs, then a variety of opinions in our generation when herbs are not being ground commonly. There are some rabbis who say that it's impossible for the prohibition against medicine to be what we call a double dominion, a low blue, no distinctions at all, because it's a cognitive prohibition which goes against the mitzvah. The mitzvah only shabbos. And whenever the rabbis go against the mitzvah, they may do it, they do it very often, but they always have to give a reason for it. They didn't make a blanket prohibition to go against the mitzvah. Some suggest. Okay. That's not some of the nitty-gritty about the prohibition of medicine. Mishnah is the Shabbos of Kuf Tes. We're not going to have them right now.
Tidy.
In a couple of weeks. And that's Kuf Tes. Call our Olsen, Ochel, Olsen, the Rufur. In the first may drink tea, chicken soup, the ultimate, the Jewish penicillin. You may take chicken soup, and drink chicken, eat chicken soup, drink chicken soup on Shabbos, whatever you want to characterize it. Even though your intention is medicinal. You may drink tea on Shabbos, even though you really want to have a solid, small throat problem. That's the bottom line. Again, there are intricacies, but we would not go into all of them. Now, this is important. Whatever can be characterized as the food is permissible on Shabbos, even though the person who's taking this food has in mind a medicinal purpose. Now, another mission. You may not have a certain thing because Eino Ma'al Grid. Eino Ma'al Grid. Question is, what about something which is used not to heal the sick, but to strengthen the healthy? So they shouldn't become sick. The most common example in our vocabulary is what?
Beautiful discussion of these matters. He has three categories.
Polish Yates wants to come, which is our next year. Polish Ain wants to come. And Mikushin, or Mikta's vote. Three categories. If your life is in danger, if you're categorized as sick, but your life is not in danger, and if not even called sick, Mikta's vote. A little bit sick. We are really sick. We'll see later how you can put the color point. Some of us called sick, some of us not called sick. We'll give categories in a moment. But in this paragraph, the paragraph Lamedalit, saying the Shmir Shabbos Gil Pasa, he makes reference to this tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Aura. Hey, he says that this may depend upon that question. But they have a very important point. Some people take vitamins, and when he falls here, toplit lemine mazon. And simply instead of food, you take vitamins. I'm not a vitamin dog myself, but some of the rules enlighten me. What kind of vitamin do you take instead of food? Does it exist in our society? I don't call it vitamin at all. That's to avoid the craving.
Instead of calcium, everybody would see.
Oh, that may be. Calcium instead of milk. That makes some sense to me. A person takes calcium when he's supposed to have milk. Let's say he's lactose intolerant, and he can't get around it, whatever reason, or he's very intolerant. I don't know how to look at people who have very, very good tolerances. He takes calcium instead of milk. I don't know if anybody has a mind. I got the impression he's really having it instead of food. I just don't know what he was saying. I mean, he's not in some kind of case book. But the book was written less than 20 years ago, not in the Middle Ages. But I go around the room, I don't see too many people who know what he's talking about.
You don't eat breakfast, you don't have time to verify.
Some people mistakenly think they take vitamin
D. That's a good answer. The doctor says that it's all based on the same. Okay, there can be a million mistakes people who are running around. Yeah, I'm running out of, and I can't remember, pop a vitamin in the hospital. Pop off. So that can do the lunch.
Well,
that's shakes. That's already a diet food. That's not a powerful vitamin. Again, I'm just mentioning to you what it says over here in this place. Now. We're emerging the following distinction. If it gets brand new, stronger constitution, it's not allowed. That's part of the law's book. But listen very carefully. But if it's not meant to take it from a weakling into a pop-up, like all the ads on the newspapers, that's not the intention of the vitamin. But rather, quote, it prevents you from being susceptible to illness. That would make you stronger. You're still easy to be the same as before. The same puny weakling you were before you did the vitamin. But to be a puny weakling, that's less susceptible to bacteria or virus. How it works, I don't know if it does work. Not yet, I'm a little skeptical. Maybe it doesn't work. But there are also things that works. Vitamin C, I know about that. Either fact or myth. Vitamin C, preventing you from catching a cold, or the cold is getting worse. People say it's right. For a virus, it's not supposed to. No vitamin C is stronger. It prevents you somehow, if it really works, from getting a cold or a worse cold. He suggests it's supposed to even according to the opinion of the Bogotá Rosa. The other kind of pills that are under dispute, sleeping pills. It's not a cure, it just lets you fall asleep. It doesn't cure anything. I don't think this should go on thinking about how healthy to be on. Oh, can I write again, doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, my shit. I'm so far pretty good. Don't be your MD, but I won't thank you. But if someone has to have for some reason, or another example is given, again, the old table Shmir Shabbos Gil Pasa, where of course Rosh Hashanah was on, and the previous one came out, if a woman is required to have birth control, that it's permissible for her, she's going to suck her up. If the woman's taking on Shabbat, I call her a fool. Matter of fool, we said, again, there's certain questions of. It is a book called Asya. It's a book by the Dr. very good book. When she ran, the Rav Moshe ran for a different reason. Rav Moshe said he'd take her for some renting from the Kabbalah sick, because that's not never included in the exam in the first place. Say the answer, said Rav Moshe had for a different reason. Here's the one which we find remarkable.
Unbelievable.
The three cases. Yesh Sakrana, Angel Sakrana, and the major should have stopped. Nothing really serious. According to Shulchan Aruch, they only prohibited pills in the third and final category. Once you can qualify as a bona fide cholo, like an American, you're eligible for this, you know, for SSI, and to be eligible for something. To be eligible for the dispensation of medicine, you're a cholo. But once you're a cholo in Abel Sakana, according to Shulchan Aruch, you'll have to take medicine. Strange. So why did they make the prohibition? But someone's not really sick. So then, say, Rav Moshe is right. But if you're going to take your vitamins to prevent you from becoming really sick, so you may use them if you're basically healthy now. In other words, any time if the ultimate result of you not taking medicine would then allow you to take medicine, there's no need for that man to take its course, become sick, and then take it. You can take it in advance. So for these two reasons, that's the difference. You can take something that's going to prevent you from getting sicker to the point where you might qualify as a golden angel sarcoma. I believe it's important at this stage to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, our golden shayyim bahem sarcoma. That's the who is a golden angel sarcoma? So the Shri Shabbos talks of the paragraph of Gibbon, the list of eight very distinguished individuals who qualify. Number one, someone who's lying in bed because of the illness. By definition, you're lying in bed, you're considered a cholo shekel sarcoma. Number two, you have fever, above normal, whatever it is, you're automatically a cholo shekel sarcoma. Number three, you have a migraine headache, the whole body is aching. It's a migraine, it's terrible. You can be walking around, your whole body is just not, you're not yourself. The basic definition is you're not yourself. You can't function alone. Number four is someone who, if he doesn't take something, can end up in a difficult situation. Asthma, diabetes, rheumatism, these kind of things, arthritis, or some kind of heart thing which is not dangerous. You can be better taking medicine now, otherwise you're going to into a difficult situation. It's not like that. Five, a limb is a danger. A limb, L-I-M-B. In that case, your life can be endangered by the danger of the parts of it, we'll get to that next place. Six, eye effect. Seven, childbirth. When? From day 8 to day 30, after childbirth. And finally, perhaps the most pervasive of all categories, a yellow papa. A young child. How young is young? Well, there are those who say up to the age of 9. It's pretty cold for a young child. They say, until the age of 9, they can't take care of himself. So we need to be old here for the other. It's a rumor since. But now things have changed. But that's all the age colon, she'en go sakon. If you're not one of those categories, I just think a stomach, a headache, a cold, sniffle, cough, then you're not even the sensation. Then you shouldn't be taking medicine unless one of the categories before, you prevent yourself from getting into a worse situation. Well, you're really healthy, you know, this happening to prevent you from becoming susceptible. Think of this nature. Okay, is that clear?
What about the other spectrum, elderly?
Well, it's not cold over here. I would like to think that there are many elderly individuals at any age who are very good health. Thank you, Dr. Paul, who keeps them as an elder. We would not want to say that everyone who's age of 90 is automatically a cold. I resist that. Am I correct against it? Hashem, I hit it against that. We don't want to say that. We all want to reach that age in good health. We want to be categorized automatically as cold until we reach 90. Yes? Very good question. Notice that an incredible was not found in this list of individuals who are considered automatically cold. However, it seems to me that with respect to any related prenatal care, she would be in that category, or maybe her child would be in that category. Yeah, because of the, either way, look, for her friend. the poor doesn't apply for a COVID. And they say, of course, it doesn't apply. Mr. Brooks Walsh's opinion, and there were those who actually tried to drive by it to prove that it's correct, but I won't accept it. And one of the reasons that the side of the fact that I was thinking, remember the back of our mind, we have our original discussion, maybe nowadays the whole thing should apply. So we're not the mode of thought looking for chumras. You know, we're looking for leniency because we have in the back of our mind the possibility that the entire Zera should apply nowadays. Well, again, as I said before, we don't know the sweeping dispensation. But when there are disputes, you have a right to go a little bit to the food. Now, until now we spoke about medicines. But what about doing otherwise prohibited acts on Shabbos? Malach. So there's a rule that malach, that will actually work the turn on account of the work and the piece of it up in the Araisa, is only permissible to save life. Call the Shiesh Bosata. You may not perform a law on Shabbos for a Polish angle. However, the Gemara is explicit, or the Shachar as well, that one may enlist the help of a non-Jew to assist a Polish angle. So therefore, any of any category of people, if they need something medically, you may call upon a non-Jew you know, and without any compass. They were giving a shiur once about Amir Lanakim, I'm sure that's the one that we have forgotten. But, you know, we learned about, or we'll learn about, you know, you want a remnant, you know, why did this happen? Why did this? And, you know, I need this. So I wish someone would do that. No, none of that. If someone is sick, you can say explicitly, John, go to the drugstore and drive to the drugstore. And buy me this or this. That's a question. But they approve it by itself. That's not considered to be a category of I they don't. Because truly is both guy, your fault. That's different than if they use not going to the door next door to you, that's different for the call. But what about the call? Maybe call someone for the purpose of assisting a call that Shahango Sakal. That's the question. The generally accepted answer is no. Let me explain it. It's a big dispute, a major, major dispute in Shimshon Pest. Sid, you design, I believe it is, talks about it. Yes, there are four opinions about this matter. No less. But it does, I don't know what all four opinions are, but Shimshon says we follow the third opinion. Third opinion, what? What is the third opinion? I'll give it to you. If Engel Sakonas Eder, if no painful limb, Osin Bishinur, you may do Malacha Bishinur in an abnormal fashion. If the Engel Sakonas Eder, Osin Beloshinur. We're talking about an Easter, we'll see in a moment. Beloshinur. The question is, what kind of Easter are we talking about? Easter Bidal Raisa or Easter Bidal Rabbon? So there's a major dispute between the classical portion of the Tzadok Shabbatara, which is on the Rama, the one hand, and the Alpha Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Sukhachava, the Eglaytan, the other. If you look at the early sources, it comes from the Ramban, the Torah's other, most of them didn't have the original source, it's quite clear that the lenient view is the correct one. And therefore, as a matter of fact, to say the Shmira Shabbat for Tzadok, such a consensus, mainstream posek that the Sinan Lamed Gimel surveys, he quotes the regular standard view, the third view of the Al-Rita view, is very important. It is as follows. Certainly can call a non-Jew, but a Jew himself should not do a malacha for that Torah. And he may not do a malacha to a Raisa, even with a Shinoi. They only do a malacha derabanan machine. That's not a Mishnah Berurah and a Shulchan. Parentheses! But there are the Dalai Apostkin who say that a Jew can do the work for malacha, for a refuah, for an Ola Shema Sakana, even if it would have been a Doraisa, as long as he does a machine. And although he doesn't take a stand, because in parentheses, it seems to me, a Alpha Lamcha Rebbe and the Ayatollah Italo have their own source. They're almost explicit. It is explicit. And they're on bound to Torah Sahaba. So therefore, it comes out, you can do it, eat anything you want. Oh, it's necessary. For a whole Shaykh of Sakal, people know their categories, as long as you do it for Shiva. If you're in a hospital, I have to assume, maybe we'll come back. I have to assume if you're in a hospital, you are at least the Kola Shema Sakala, doesn't it? Very well. Well, you should be in a hospital if you're not a Kola Shema Sakala. But if you belong in the hospital, then it's good for you to do whatever has to be done on Shabbos. Then Shinui. This includes, you know, use your elbow to press something which may even on the line. Yourself. And in the light of this in the Daraisa, and if that's involved with this in the Daraisa, put the corner of the second view of the Dalatanya, you use your elbow, put this back to your elbow, put the light on, yes.
But it's at least absolutely clear to intentions, because that'd be definition number one. So there's no ambiguity about that, but not some question about
that. Well, the ball is saying, you give me an intention, it should be black tennis, I'm just keeping it
there. Yeah, for quote unquote disposition.
I don't know what this is. I'm talking about the person. I don't know what it is. Now, even from the stricter view, if you have a system now, there are many systems on actual that you press the button, and it's not a light, it's a buzzer. Some of the patients. Am I correct? Some of the buzzers? What's wrong with this? Both? The buzzer, which is only a rabbinical prohibition, you assume, and even the stricter view would say, frankly, the button with your elbow or the back of your hand, that's the dispute. It would be a light, it's a dispute, it's a buzzer. So the permissible that I feel is permissible even with the light based upon the sock of the Alpha Rebbe and the Edgar Kahn. What about the Issa Vidarabbana? Which you're going to do without any change. Do it in a regular way, make a phone call. This is a phone call is a Issa Vidarabbana. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if there's no chance of loss to live, you shouldn't do it. From the chance of loss to live, then you may do it. Then you may do it. How may you do it? What if we go together here with a shimon? Get a shimon. Can't see it. Without a shimon. Bottom line is that you have to make a phone call to try to do it with a shimon. You have to get the wrong number. The shimon should be that you should knock the receiver off the hook, whatever it is, or press the cord, press the phone, the fork, put it in the back of your hand, because it's possible to do that. That's what you should probably do. Okay? And I repeat again, with the principle of shooting, you can do anything, even if it's the Daraisa, from Kola Shem Kosa Kona, one of the view of the algorithm, I think you can accept that alone. The bottom line, to make it brief, is that you can enlist the help of a Goy from Kola Shem Kosa Kona, and you can do it yourself, regarding your machine. And what is considered to be a Kola Shem Kosa Kona. May you do it yourself without a machine, the right is certainly not, the Rabbana, Sakona is able, Elizabeth is able, yes, if not, you can try to avoid it, unless it's absolutely, otherwise possible, because there's some ground for the mango, but, you try to call the machine, be creative, yes.
The Alter Rebbe said that everything is mutar al yedei shinu, or that a derais is mutar al yedei shinu, and a derabbana is mutar even without a shinu.
Presumably, if the derais is mutar v'shinui, and the derabbana is on the lower level, perhaps, I'm not saying for sure, we can be mounted even without a shinu, but again, not so clear.
So it's better with the telephone with a shinu, but the...
Always
the
shinu. As a matter of fact, one of the Alter Rebbe would seem to me, believe it or not, strictly out of perspective, I don't have possible to the mice, but from his construct, Rambam, is that it's better for you to do the malacha yourself, a malacha of Araisa, Rishinoi, rather than to ask the Goy to do it for you. Wow.
Left-handed.
Right, left-handed. So worst comes to worst, you're right, left-handed. Come. try to avoid it. And even if the doctor's handwriting is illegible, he still says it's
that's normal.
Nonetheless,
that's not a shino.
If it's more legible, ironically, it's still considered to be a shino. Okay, they want to take temperature on Shabbos. The answer is yes. And the reason for this is, it's not a malach at all. It's a gzeir that they're on. Yes, it is. The dida, what it is, mentioned things. So the tzorah, mitzvah, so now, and the great mitzvah, they care to help. Yes.
A lot of these monitors are these electric, I don't know, they beep, but they digital,
digital,
whatever.
All right. That's a problem. I'm talking the old-fashioned monitor. That's no problem. The newer ones may have certain rabbinical prohibitions associated with them. Maybe co-saved in the Rabbanan, or there's some circuitry, electric circuitry may be used in the Rabbanan. That is a problem. To do it machinally, how do I do that? To put it backwards, I still know there's so many different to trap, to take temperature.
Yeah.
Step is well. Don't do a lot of my stuff.
No.
Yes?
I can do that.
You talk about injections? Injections are a very good question. What I understand, I have the people in the video said it's an expert type. But yeah, what do you think about this? I'm not talking about intravenous now. Intravenous is a much more serious, a lot of issues. If I'm not mistaken, but if I'm wrong, you put it in, take the blood out. That's really the right, that should not be done unless it's a psychotic, you can't do it with a machine, you can text the baby and it's with a machine. Going on? That's not good. But other injections, I'm told that an expert can administer an injection, take an injection, whatever he needs to do, without we pull anything in for sure. I have some that I say that's crazy. Everything that's supposed to be. So I don't know who's right.
Can you eat outside or inside?
Both. Both. Well, you have to do that
too.
All I need is the possibility. Because what's the possibility of putting an injection with no blood, even internal, then it's a double shame and a scabbing. It's not a what? A psychratia. It's not very much what you want. Even if it is a psychratia, below equally, including something that you don't really want, there's grounds to be vacuum in these kinds of circumstances, both of our oral. So there is grounds for rejection. People have rejection jobs. I know about certain kind of fertility rejection. I have all kinds of different things that I've been involved with myself. There is a case where they take rejection from Shabbos. Why do it? So your Shabbos goes with some of that.
Or wearing beepers.
Wearing beepers?
That's a good question.
So she may express the milk. Ideally, the charge starts with an annual pump, if that's possible. If that's impossible, there are ways to do it with electric pump. The shop is clock, we don't have this way to do it. But, the big but, the bill has to go down tubes. You're not using those. Those rights to go down is not the same. But if you use it, you lack a color prohibition. If you throw it out, instead of rabbinic prohibition, which they've been, this is uncertain. If the milk is necessary for the baby's health, and no formula will do, in pediatrician city, I'm going to do with babies, are there cases like that? Very rare.
Premature.
Really?
Maybe.
Better.
Better. To say better, you have to have a thorough prohibition over here. You have to have a reliable doctor to say that the baby's going to have formula instead of mother's milk, because there's potential to be small, the potential baby to his life. Say that, then all alternatives are so failing that. You know, it's good that mother's milk is better, nicer, you can grow better, you know, the other way, higher IQ, whatever they say. That's not the mission to grab. I'm saying very clearly, when it occurs, it occurs. When it doesn't occur, it doesn't occur. That's what I'm saying. Yes? I'm not here to go into this field, not my field, but I certainly wrong to be consulted in these matters. Okay. Fine. The Ramban says, as I mentioned to you before, that if it's someone who's not categorized as sick, everything is prohibited. This means it's prohibited to tell a non-Jew to do something that even if you would do it yourself, would be only a rabbinical prohibition. It's called the shluz, the shluz. So the shluz is just a book for many situations, the mitzvah, the tzara gadol, perhaps the beruvim in some say. But if one Ramban, it will not apply this kind of case. It's both in the Mishnah Berurah. The very first Siman, Shem from Tes Aleph, the 49 differences of Aleph, that they name a Shalma, the Kuba Lasser, even to a guy, it's possible, period. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I feel that the Bar of Shemak is Schluss, now can us for the other, came to our bed with the Alma. He said so, Ramban, Rashbor, Ram, Ram, a whole bunch of Rishon. Now, the problem is, Shulbar himself, both in Sinner Shin Dai, it's okay, that's good, the Schluss, the Lokom, Mitzas, Ho. Mitzas, Ho. So the Shmira Shabbos called Kosa wants to make a distinction between a Mevush and a Mitzas Chol. So now we end up with what? Four categories. A Mevush, a Mitzas Chol, a Chol Shem HaSakama, and a Chol Shem HaSakama. I must tell you that I find this is a little bit too much. My book, the Shulchan Aruch, is lenient. On the Ramah, which is the Shnayim. That a person may tell a guy do something of a rabbinic nature if it is for even for some of the minor illness that qualifies as Kol HaShem HaSakama. And over here, in Sif Aleph, he's only discussing what we call Shkika Saman Bonim, the Zera of medicine. You may not take medicine. All medicines are prohibited on Shabbos in certain circumstances. So I understand the Shulchan Aruch. I think if you get the Shmir Shabbos Kofasa, you can be lenient in the non-medicinal act. Yes, a guy, I'll give you an example, thought of man, an air conditioner. Or for me, okay, same thing. fly patrol. And you're a soldier. But you're not really a soldier. You're qualified for the big eight. Bad headache and stomach ache, and then a bad cold. And if you put the delay, a noxious or something immune to the prevented prohibition to alleviate the pain of the fear. Just watch. 2 days. This is something. That's here. I don't know, maybe something should, alleviate on the pain of 2 days. Not medicinal at all. And go on. In that matter, I think it's what would be permissible. Okay.
Rabbi, just that to make it clear.
Sir, everybody, the man is close, sir.
What about the folks in this room?
If it be me, I would accept it if necessary. Fine. Now, there's a Gemara called the Amdashah, which is heard about the fourth man. There was somebody who had something, he drank a certain medicine, they had it on Thursday, and they had it on Friday. You will not have enough Shabbos in the context of the situation of Sarkona. So that is permissible. That is permissible. So how far do you go with this? How far do you go with this definition? not include what we call mental illness. It's not life-threatening. It's not mentioned in the debate. I would recommend your observers to make a big noise out of it, to include it. And what they argue with solid ground. The unified principle of the VA was something the manager, I'm nervous to make a big line out of it. To include it. And what to argue with solid ground. The unified principle of the VA was something that was not functional. And some of it was mental illness, even if it's not life-threatening, in my understanding, they were functional. And then we would be in that category of coalition of Makana, even though the government doesn't have it here. Why doesn't have it? I don't know. I'm quite sure probably it belongs here. Yes?
What about bad allergies?
Bad allergies. Some of the very bad allergies that hate people in peak season would be in the category of Polish Shekels and Kali. Can't function. You can't sneeze or grip. You can't move. That's called a Polish Shekels and Kali. Sort of a migraine headache. So. But very serious allergy reactions. Not much different. I think that's what I understand. It's a little bit of migraine. Can't function. A little sniffle. So you have to be the judge of this. I can't judge. I can't go into your shoes. You judge whether you want what category you're in. Yes. Very good, very good. There is an opinion out there which says that once you start a medicine before Shabbos, you can take it on Shabbos too. Across the board. In my opinion, that's an incorrect opinion. That's not automatic. Start on Thursday, I can have to take it on Shabbos. Think about it, I don't think it's true. But what you're saying, I think it's definitely true. As I said before, if you start taking it on Thursday, if you don't take it on Shabbos, you'd be in danger, or the danger is divine, then it's permissible to go from the natural course. Okay. This is discussed if you want. See it, Shmir Shabbos, Perik, Lamed Aleph, Ha'ara, Ayin, Vav. Where he quotes the Tribune, the Rishon Lezal Amar, but it's not necessarily correct. And therefore, I cannot accept it as a general principle. Fine. There can be cases of, where really are in effect psychological danger. We talk about a case of a child. A child. He's afraid to be in the dark. He's afraid of the dark. That could be a psychotic. The real psychotic. One of my sons, okay, this was a story, one of my sons once locked himself into a bathroom in camp. As a young kid. How old he was? I don't remember how old he was. Locked himself into a bathroom. They couldn't open it up. They got the stair, they take the whole door of it. We were on the way around to get around opening it until they could find a way to open it and lock it into the whole door. But they were wise with that. They were young kids, close to both, it's dangerous. Dangerous. But it is dangerous. Some of those kind of cults is dangerous. So this is an example. Okay. What about wounds? We have only about 5 minutes left to talk about wounds. A makom. So here, the Gemara in our chapter, Kuflam the Dalit, Amud Beis. But then, it was clearly meant to refuah the problem. It's not taken up clear. If the wound is here, if it's something here, and it drips down, not so clear for refuah. There's some grounds to be lenient, and to go to some of the intricacies. What about putting a bandage. It's a plain bandage, what they call a band-aid. A simple bandage is a gold piece of gloss on a wound. So that's okay. It's not a report. Don't heal anything. Why put it there? So it shouldn't scratch worse. It shouldn't probably get something, yes? That's a good question. I skipped it before. They talk about ice when they have a somewhat similar putting a knife on a swelling body, back ahead, and put a knife. The person say that the knife is okay. Ice is a question, because ice, this your shower says ice is prohibited. It's obviously done for the purpose of refuah. However, in my opinion, the difference of medicine, this your shower is called, is something that is never done in medicine. I think I'm right. This is back ahead. There's no medicine for it. You've got to put something on. It doesn't medicine, there's grounds to be legal. So the knife won't work. I think there's grounds to allow the ice. But the shaman happens to believe in the ice. I think it's going to be legal. Oh, sutures. Sutures. It's very hot in Torah prohibition. So, okay. So, you can argue it's not indefinite. Then you take it out a little while. It's a rabbinic prohibition. It's an issue. Well, the tough call that the Vegas, you have decisions on Shabbos. You know, yes, no, you wait, you can't wait. The tough call. They have the issue of cosmetic. Wait 5 more hours at the Shabbos. You end up with a scar, my son of the battle is gone, nothing to do with Shabbos. They're mad to get out of the retreat. They like show off what the position, But it's a tough call. They have to be shy of that. Okay. Who has much more low grade wounds? One second. What about antiseptic? What does it do? In my opinion, it's permissible. And the reason is, twofold. It's not a cure. The cure prevents something from happening. Number two, if you don't use it, you end up in a situation where you really be a holder. Really be a holder. You get back or something. I think it's permissible, yes. They're not living anymore.
Someone who's sick and flat, not a patient,
suffers or the otherwise be viewed as prayers on the Shabbat in order to save life. From Abraham, the Pasuk of Chumash, the Mother said to Yuma, the rise of the Pasuk, is halakha that is mentioned. Now, the Rabbah was fearful that he loves from us, would say, I want to do it, this is how, let someone else do it, so maybe it should be done. He writes as follows. When you have to save the life of Shabbos by doing the love of, you don't do it to Goyim, not to Tanim. Rabbi, the Gola Yisrael, the Hachamim. The Gola Yisrael is a great two interpretations, either what we call today the Gola, the Gola cards, or the Gola Yisrael just means some of the Gola Yisrael. Every child of their feet is the Gola Yisrael. He's the question. And a person, it's not forbidden to delay or carry. Ain mishpatei ha'torah nekama ba'olam. What an amazing Rambam. The law of the Torah has nekama revenge or vengeance in the world. El l'rachim and b'chesed v'sholam ba'olam. With compassion and kindness and peace in the world. Ve'eluach v'kursim. What an expression. Those heretics. Sha'omrim sh'zachilu shabbos v'yosar. Those who miss construe the Torah to say, save the life of Shabbat is prohibited. Then the Pasuk says, I gave the Kukim lo Kodim, the Shabbat lo Yitkimim. Doesn't mean Khalid the Sukkim, the Shabbat of Anadu. They make not good things. They pervert the law. After special pain, writes in his code, you shouldn't think something wrong with desecrating Shabbat. The contrary is required. Fine. The nature of this requirement, though, requires explanation. There are two phrases which we divide in a different context. We have to discuss them right now. But then we push, you have two values, competing values, A and B. And A emerges victorious over B. The rabbi has two ways of expressing this. One is called putra, and one is called dechuya. Putra means when A squared off against B, B disappears. B doesn't exist. Rashi and Chumash come with a few examples of this. Let's take a Shabbos example. Every Shabbos in the face of Hiddush, they offered sacrifices. The daily sacrifice and the Shabbos sacrifice. The Yom HaShabbos, we said it yesterday. The Yom HaShabbos, Shnei Kibosim. Al-Ola Sakotim for that. A whole series of animal sacrifices. And they slaughtered these sacrifices. Now slaughter is only a one of the 21 categories of work. Do we say on Shabbos, really, they shouldn't be doing this. But, they have no choice. Well, that's the wrong interpretation. When it comes to offering the karbanos, we sacrificial water on Shabbos, Shabbos is chutzpah. No Shabbos. Other concepts called dechuya, as I have expressed, as say, doke loza say. A pushes away B. Push means B doesn't disappear. B is still there. But A manages, you know, to squeak out of the finish line and B is going, oh, push. But B is still there. What's the difference between dechuya and dechuya? F shall the kai and shneim. If you can keep both. The concept say dope will also say that the Gemara tells us it's only if he has to the kind of thing. You have no choice. A against B, can and both of what we do. A against one, sometimes we win. A somehow is victorious over B. Putra, an absolute permissible, there's no need to look for a way to go. Not necessary. The famous case, if we give one example, Mr. Paul said, Tumma Mitzivu. All the Jews that are tormented or allowed to be permitted. Most of the coming, they permitted to bring certain karbanos to pass midrash. They were required to look for someone who's star. It's beautiful. The Tumah was doing all the look. So we have to look. That's the paradox. How does it relate to our discussion? Let's first look conceptually, right? Because we're not being very practical right now. Conceptually, if some one letter in the Seder of Shabbos. If it's Hutra, I interrupt to do it myself. And do it in a perfectly normal fashion. I shouldn't look for any way in which I could save the life without desecrating the Shabbos myself. What kind of way is that? Simple. I could find a non-Jew. The non-Jew do the work of Shabbos. They work. Or if I can't find one, I can do it with my elbow. I would try to call it up, but that's a little dangerous. But there's some things I make a phone call and use my elbow. It is the Kuya. Perhaps you should do it that way. Absolutely correct. If it saved your life, make a phone call without doing an absolute love, because you'd be doing it in the backwards way. So now, yeah. If it's good for us, perhaps you could say, oh, look for anything, don't look for a goal, you don't look for a funny way to do it. And when the Rambam tells us that you should not use non-Jews or minors, you should do it yourself, seem to indicate that it's what we call Hutra. Absolutely convincing. It's interesting, because the Rambam introduced these halachas, the second paragraph of the Shabbos, the first word in the parak is Tuchuya. First word. It's almost contradiction. The question of the Rambam and Tuchuya in the Talmudic sense, one perverse Hutra or any more general sense, we don't really know. But the truth is, let me know what the Rambam said, let's open the Shulchan Aruch. Let's all go to the law. We follow the Shulchan Aruch. Sin is Shin Bar Pes, the sin about the Ruach Nefesh, and then the term of Sin Yud Beis. Sin Yud Beis said this follows. Shemachalim Shabbos Al-Kola Shekho Sakonim Ishtana Shlul Azoso are they Goyim Tanak, etc. Ela they Yisrael Gadol 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 You let out these dog cards, and these strong dogs, they die, they're over 13, they know what they do. Then they're on off. The drama worker, then they're on off. The Yeshon, the Yeshon, the Sos, the Lodiko, the Lodiko, are they Shinuri? Also are they Shinuri. Yeshon, those are the Goyim. The Lodiko, the Klau, also are they Goyim. The Chain Oge, we follow the Buya. Abu Bakr, Shech, the Lodiko, Shech, is Atala Goyim, and last are they Goyim. But maybe not do as good a job as a Jew, so you have to do it yourself. Clear that, for example, the establishment of the group called Hatzala, about the palace area, was partly because we understood that Yesh Lotoshis Hatzala God were afraid that the Goy will not come as quickly as the Jew will come. It's documented that Hatzala can more quickly than the EMS. But the telegram's fair, this is documented. And that's exactly what our Lord predicted already 400 plus years ago. That the telegram's fair, that the Lord is responsible for the as quick. So therefore, on Shabbos, we have to do what we can to see that the person's life is safe, we need to take care as quickly as possible. We can't dilly dally wait for someone who's not Jewish to come and help us do it ourselves. But in theory, there's two people in the same room, a Jew and a Goy, and they're talking and driving to the hospital, and they both drive the same speed. I won't tell you what speed is. They drive the same speed, and they're perfectly equal in driving. So who should drive? If it's Hutra, let me drive. How are the driving? If it's Kuya, then he's just as good a driver as you are, let him drive. That's the construct. The Makot is the Makabah of Mo. And although we B'nai Asher, we should follow him up, he and the Mishnah said, watch out, to establish a rule that in every case we should follow the, allow the non-Jew to do it, the positive pray, La'abin Vasikinu, Shabbos, okay, no, it's not true within it. Why? Because we're afraid that the Goy will not do as good a job as the Jew will do. With any suffering, and so on, Sakona, the fever, call it Azor, the rest of the Shabbos. Why not? We assume that theoretically we Ashkenazim assume it's a Kuya, but on a practical basis there are very few cases in which we will not do it ourselves. If we feel that because the straw is more careful and caring about the life of his fellow Jew, then he may do a better job. And even they, the rule they hold is they pull up then to after our role. Even if there's 100 chance that perhaps the Jew will do a better job, he should do it. That's what it says. what I would change. The Chassam Sofer has, what is 1,000 less than 1,000? Now you need to know, open the physical chart. But if even 100, we don't follow our oath, that's what the Pesukim say. Fine. This is a major dispute. In theory, it's a very major dispute. In practice, it's always somewhat relevant, because, you know, in theory, again, we pass the field within Ashkenaz, but in reality, if we want to be true, you should try to do it ourselves, just to make sure it's done. Look, I get it, you sit in the room. If it's part of life, another question. No, it's going to put a light. I can't put a light better than he can. And he may be close to the switch. It's a job to put on the light. Okay. And you're doing the light. So you should, you know, this is fair. If it's just as fair, press it with your elbow, the press it with your elbow. The boss can do say, though, is the glory look at you, and other people around say, John is doing it because he can do it just as bad as well as I can. But if John would have been here, or if I could have been doing that, I would do it myself. Don't leave you with a false impression that you're only permitted to let the glory do it. Next time, there'll be no glory around, and the guy will die. A little while later, I saw him, he asked the glory to do it, because I'm going, so he looks better now, looking for a glory, so there's no confrontation to die. You were not permitted to leave that impression. And the problem for you to do it with a shield, if you're elbow, because you have a chance to tell the people around, I'm going to fail because it's the easiest part here, because 1, 2, 3, it would be a rush, it would be nice if I would do my regular in a regular way. So I wouldn't do it. Be careful, you should not be a false impression of it. Yes?
It's not from the righteous for a moment.
It's not about things that would be total prohibition. It's not about light, for example. No. Because that's what I'd be assuming in the total prohibition. Now, next question. If someone is very sick, life is dangerous, so obviously whatever has to be done medically to save his life, you do it. Finish. What is something which is not medically required? It makes him feel a little better. It's called cold tzoracha. All of his needs, they're not medically indicated as a doctor. He doesn't need this. Let's take an example. Let's give an example. He wants that you need a fan to blow. He wants a fan, wants some air, he needs the air. The doctor says, he needs a fan, he doesn't need a fan. He wants a fan, he wants a fan. Can I put a fan? Well, he wants a light. It's a light, he wants more light. Why? I don't know. But he wants to stop it. Yeah, he wants a fan. He wants to give you a pop. That's all he wants. May you. The Kabbalah Shabbos is something which is not medically required. See, a first reaction is, well, the power, you're recoiling the shock. How can you say to the thing? How can you dream to the thing? The Kabbalah Shabbos is something that's not medically indicated? Impossible. Well, consider the Shin Kabbalah, okay? Says the Shin Kabbalah, it's a dollar, don't you sit, dangerous situation. What do you do? You do whatever you would normally do during the week. So what does that mean? The Shabrukos Ramban means, Ramban only means Ma'kol and Rukos, food and medicine. But both some folks can say, these things here would not be a Sakara. There's a Tzorah, Tzatz, the Regil, and that's also the goal. You do what Shabbos is called. Magen Mishnah says, even if this particular activity that you're doing now is not going to save his life, it's immaterial as far as life saving is concerned, you do it anyway. Tzorah, Tzatz, Magen Mishnah. The Mishnah Kuz, I show that it's true. And he writes, well, for the Rabbonah, we can accept this, and for the rights, we should. It's common. So that's what Chai said before, you have to get both people call that Torah, you know what they're doing. Who knows what the Isim in that Torah, what the Isim in that body. There's no shots, dropouts, everything. That's not so simple. We should do it. It's different. Us and us, who cares? Us, the difference between that Torah and our body. Here's the difference. So I don't talk tonight. They were going to go through the long categories to work with that Torah and our body. But if you have the idea, the book will tell you, so you know. Sometimes you can do it even if it's not really necessary medically. Mostly the culture is like, oh, you prefer better you should do it. Rabbi Yosef had a teshuva, others before him, that this would all depend upon the issue of putra kuy. Because putra then, putra, whatever you want, if it's a kuyya or not, it's even ash and salah of kuyya, it stands to reason that we should not have this liberal approach with the right. Rabbanan, yes. Rabbanan, they don't do any money, they need a break. Well, they consume it, but on the Rabbanan level, it's considered to be, the Isura considered to be putra, and the right to be
The suffix will happen on Shabbos, or that the repercussions, you know, like when the if you don't intervene and you have a suffix about it, it could take 8 hours or 10 hours. It could be after Shabbos. In other words, it's not that it's right now you have to act, but eventually you have to act. Let's say somebody has an infection and they need antibiotics. So presumably it's not the type of thing that, you know, in the next minute it's going to affect the person.
It would be better in a situation in which a doctor will tell you, listen, you have to have the surgery to be done in the next 24 hours. The thing is, one bit of difference, we do it now, we do it 12 hours from now. In that case, that's the way that's shot. Doctor said, there's no difference. Right? Not expert, this is a tetanus shot, something like that, whatever, correct? This is existing. How do we do it? How many hours? So you know, you get the panel, 10 or How much was he doing advantage of Shabbos to avoid a two-up-level situation? So here we have, for example, the Mishnah Berurah writing Siman Shin Lamed, which is two Siman later. This is Siman Shin Lamed, which is titled Video 11 to Shabbos. Then Mishnah Berurah writes that the Machal Shabbos for childbirth, a woman who was the ninth month, should try to prepare everything in advance. You never know. Well, on Shabbos, and it's better to avoid things in advance. Try to avoid it in advance. Try to Mishnah Berurah in the Siman Shin Lamed. How far do you go? Mishnah Berurah calls from Shlomo Nachman Arba. This is a former. You're not really required to do this. You're not really required to go that far. You're not required. There are many cases. But Shlomazama main piece of your life is to be a normal person, do normal things, even if it results in your normalcy, or leave the field of Shabbos. For example, you're normally sleeping in bed on Friday night. The woman is expecting the baby, it's not going to be admitted. She's likely to be wrong that Friday night. When she sleeps somewhere in a hospital, in a lobby somewhere, it's not required. She looks for Let's say you have a medical emergency and you need hot water. Dr. Wolf said, I need boiling water. Sterile water. So I don't have boiling water in my hand. So I just came up to my neighbor's house. And I told my neighbor has a whole urn, a whole kettle of boiling water. So go next to boiling water. Probably it's 4 o'clock in the morning. So what? Back in the door, I quickly go in the house, take a big time door, so get up for the water to get in. Go to Shlomo Zalman, because you're not required. You're not going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're going to take your, throw on your fire, and you'll go to the battery, and you'll go to the bathroom. So you should wake up the day before and take 4 in the morning. That's a big Yiddish. So Shlomo Zalman says, so as long as you live, that's his view. Now, consistent with this, Shlomo Zalman writes the quote in the Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Hilchoso, not in Perek Lamed Beis, which is called Dinei Pikuach Nefesh, but in Perek Mem, which is a Perek all about doctors, all about doctors. So there, what about a doctor who is on call in the hospital with the call of Sheesh Ros HaKon? He writes at the top that stay in the hospital. Don't go home. Because you have to go drive on Shabbos. He says, well, you have authority. Not so big. The girl drive you against a taxi. That's not so big. On the bottom, he writes, look, if your journey is going to be, you're going to use minutak. That's a very modern word in Hebrew. What does minutak mean? Cut off all Friday night from your house, and you and all your family will not have any other Shabbos to do the Chal Shabbos exclusively to the purpose of the ministry. And someone else can do it for the money, so therefore maybe you shouldn't switch. I maintain on this. If you're in America, if you're in this situation, always switch to the camera non-Jew. Always. You can't find a non-Jew, switch to the Jew. But even if worst comes to worst, Jewish doctor doing it and has a monetary incentive in mind, I say both of them say black. Now, heartless. And the person in his whole life is not working, he's doing other things. He's busy, not related to the same class. I'm a big believer in switch.